The snow is sick of tired treads, and the trees rest overhead. Direction has no meaning now, but which way to my bed? The old year took off with your charm, and the new brought common sense. I stood there dwelling on the happy sight of music and my friends. Then I left you spinning in a drunken haze. I finally saw the light. Oh, baby, it's you. Yes, you are the reason why I lost all joy for life. But I'm so happy now. So hard at things you say, but I don't care at all. I laugh when I can't find the words. How strange to laugh at all. And how hard to speak so loud and brave. How brave to raise your voice. A fraying string of useless words, but I guess I always had the choice. And so I left you spinning in a drunken haze. I finally saw the light. Oh, baby, it's you. Yes, you are the reason why I lost all joy for life. Oh, but I'm so happy now. I'm so happy now.
That's Ellen Fraze with the song New Year's from her 2017 self-titled album. We're at Folk Music Ontario. I'm Jan Hall for Folk Roots Radio. Now, I had a chance to catch Ellen Fraze yesterday evening. Actually, I introduced her for an official showcase at the conference. She gave us a fabulous set, and I thought, you know, I need an interview with this woman before she gets done. So we have the interview. She is joining us in the studio. Ellen comes from Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read, before I let you talk, I'm going to read a little bit of the bio, because I love the bio. But Ellen hails from a dairy farm in central Saskatchewan. She describes herself as a young hip swinger folk singer. Not Joan Baez or a sheep, but the vibrato in her voice may suggest otherwise. And with that start, just a perfect way to welcome Ellen Fraze to Folk Roots Radio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks.
Now, this is your first visit to the conference, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You looked as though you were having a lot of fun on stage. I got some great feedback from people afterwards. They loved do you want their names? But they loved the choice of material and the humor and everything else. But when you're someone who's new to our radar, I always like to start the interview by giving you a chance to talk about your music and how you got started. So tell us a little bit about Ellen Fraze, musician.
Sure thing. I started writing songs when I was about 15. And shortly after that, I met a few friends at a bluegrass festival and camp called Northern Lights in northern Saskatchewan in the middle of the forest, just like a bluegrass camp. We formed a trio, kind of old-timey, bluegrassy, 60s folk vibes there, and we toured around for like 4 years. We got to play at Merlefest, a few different things, and
That's In With the Old, right?
In With the Old, yes.
Which I was sent the CD, I think, last year. Is it My Mother's Couch?
It is, yeah.
Which was a fun CD, and when I got that CD, I thought, oh my God, these people are so much fun. I mean, it was quite an eclectic album, but lots of humor coming through. And quite obviously, you are having a great deal of fun playing music together.
Mm-hmm.
You're still a working combo, is that right?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Well, I guess technically we are still. We're on a break.
Okay.
Yeah, we started when we were I was 17, the other two members were 14 and 15. And it got kind of heavy duty by the end, just with, we were like booking all this stuff and managing ourselves, and it was getting like, I don't know, I think we just needed to take a little break and like do our own thing for a bit.
But you played Mofest, which, you know, yeah. It's like, okay, let's start at the top. You know, it's like,
yeah,
that must
I don't
have
know
been,
how that happened.
That must have been a wow thing to suddenly find, oh, we're playing at a big US festival.
I guess, yeah, like at the time, like I kind of had a late start to bluegrass music. And I don't know, just the connections that we met at that festival, we just got kind of lucky with that. Like, I didn't even realize the kind of magnitude of what Merlefest was until I got there. And I was like, huh, we're playing this. It's kind of neat. So that was awesome.
So you said you're now on a break. Mm-hmm. Was that because you really felt that it was time to sort of bring forward your own music and to develop that more? Because it sounds like you almost fell into this thing you had as the trio.
Yeah, that's kind of true. While we, you know, had a good time playing together and stuff, like I said, like we were so young, it's just like we kind of hit like early 20s, late teens. It kind of just felt like, okay, we really did fall into this. And like maybe me personally, like I didn't really, you know, I didn't think it through like what I really wanted musically. Like I grew up with like rock and roll and more of that sort of thing. Other types of folk music like Leonard Cohen and Elvis Presley and stuff like that. That was always in the house. And yeah, bluegrass is awesome, but it's not really my roots.
So growing up on a farm, mm-hmm. You mentioned a dairy farm. Was there a lot of encouragement to be musical when you were?
Yeah, mentioned? Like looking back on my upbringing, like I was homeschooled. I was an only child, and they really just encouraged creativity. Like there was never any like time where my parents were like, oh, maybe you should think about a different career. They were always just so happy with whatever I wanted.
You made a joke during your set last night about, oh, hey, when are you going to come back and run the farm? Because yeah. I think now you live in Saskatoon. Right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Is that something you would seriously consider? I mean, are they seriously considering, or are they thinking that eventually they'll sell it off, or, you know, another family member will come in and run it?
Well, I don't want them to know that I'm actually considering it, because I'm trying to hold on to this thing, like this stubborn thing, like, oh, I don't know, mom and dad, like you probably need, I don't know, some weird like daughter parent dynamic. But I really like animals. I really like, you know, the thought of a farm, like growing my own food in the garden and just everything. They actually have like a food market now on the store where they sell like local produce and baking. I think it's all really cute. And I don't know, they keep trying to add things to the whole business. Like they're like, yeah, Ellen, you should, like there should be a recording studio in the backyard. You should like get some friends to like build cabins in the pasture one day, and we should have like a commune back here. And like they have this weird vision. And I,
well, you know, it's funny because it sounds like the basics are saying, I would say, yeah, you come home, you can play your music. We can, you know, record on the farm. We can maybe have our own little festival or something like that. Yeah. You know, I'm actually, you know, brainstorming here. I'm thinking, well, you know, the Jingle Cats were very successful, you know, a few years ago. You know, you can have cat versions of every Christmas carol you ever wanted or other
the
songs.
Jingle Cats.
And then I thought, you know, maybe there's an opportunity to have, you know, cows and humans on songs.
Well, we actually started a music festival this summer.
Oh, did you?
A little
good
one.
For you.
It's called Pierogi Fest.
Oh, Pierogi Fest.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a pierogi tattoo here.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. My mom makes a lot of pierogies, so
cool.
Yeah, we got a few bands to play.
You know, it sounds like I need to be coming for a visit sometime.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So you received lots of encouragement to play. Do you find songwriting pretty easily? I mean, one of the things that was very apparent when you played last night is that, you know, you're not formularic at all. You know, you go wherever you feel as far as your music is concerned. Is that the way you write as well, that, you know, you play with ideas as they come?
Yeah, the song is kind of just like, I don't have a formula whatsoever. It's like, I listen to so many different things. It's like whatever I'm kind of into at that time will kind of like, you know, trickle into the song I'm working on. Like, I'm really into 70s pop right now.
Oh, good pop in the 70s.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, yeah.
You
I
made
really
a joke about discovering Bread. That was pretty
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, Bread is the best.
Yeah, David Gates, wonderful, wonderful songwriter. You moved to Saskatoon, which is a great music city. It's got a really, I think, a really cool music scene. Lots of great people have come through there. You mentioned, I think, Zachary Lucky,
yeah.
who now lives in Ontario, was in the audience last night. He's going to be playing.
Yeah, my pal Zach.
Yeah, he's going to be playing at the conference. What is it like for you being in Saskatoon and working on your music?
Well, it's funny to hear you say that. You think it's a cool music scene. I think it is, but, you know, that's because it's my own people, I guess. Like, it's cool to hear that from another
person. Well, maybe I'm a little biased because I nearly moved there for a job a while ago.
Ooh, cool.
So, oh yeah, I know. I think Saskatoon's a great city. I mean, the winters can be brutal, but I think Canadian winters generally can be brutal.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't matter. At least you know it's cold.
Yeah.
So you find it stimulating being there?
I think it's awesome. It's like a small enough community that, you know, we get good opportunities to do things. Like, I don't know, Sask Music is a great program.
I was going to ask about that. You feel you get lots of support through Sask Music?
So much support. It's like, wow, they'll edit my bios for me and like give me opportunities. Like, you should apply for this and this and this, and you can schedule meetings. And it's like, whoa, that's a pretty sweet resource.
Yeah. So where do you think your music's going to go? Or where do you hope it's going to go?
I just want to have a whole bunch of fun. I want to I want to like front a band, but like eventually be able to not have to play any instruments on stage, like, you know, be able to afford to pay a bunch of really good musicians, and then I can just wear sweet outfits and dance around and just play some festival stages and have a bunch of fun. That's my dream.
I mentioned that Ellen Frey's The Album came out in 2017. You're now working on a follow-up, and that's going to be a band album,
yes,
right?
Yes, very excited.
And your band is the Hot Toddies?
Yep.
Yeah. Does that mean that it's currently like a floating collective, depending on who's available, or are there people who, you know, you earmark as being, this is going to be my band for at least the shows where I can afford to bring a band with me?
Yeah, I'd like that. I mean, it will just kind of rotate depending on who is available, I suppose. Like, my bass player just actually moved here to Toronto to go to music school. So we're doing some shuffling. But I've got a guitar player from the band The Classy Chassis, who used to be really rockabilly. Yeah, they're a rockin' band. He's got like a big Gretsch guitar and like slicked back hair. He's playing some sweet riffs.
So we started with the song New Year's. Tell us about that song. How did that come about?
How did that song come about? That's just a pretty, I guess, simple country song about being happy about a breakup. Yeah, I think I had just been through a little breakup. It wasn't like a very serious relationship, but it was New Year's. And I just had a moment of like clarity. And it was like, man, now I can just do whatever I want. And this is awesome. And we can still be friends. But just a funny little breakup song, I guess.
Do a lot of your songs come out of your own experience? You talk about, you know, tempering your songwriting with a healthy dose of self-deprecation. And, you know, you're very funny. And that's, I think, one of the things I noticed when you connected with the audience last night. I mean, we didn't know who you were. We knew you were from Saskatchewan, and this was your first time at FMO, but it was pretty apparent within, you know, a few minutes. And, you know, for our listeners at home, I mean, when you play an official showcase at a conference like Folk Music Ontario, you get 20 minutes.
Yeah,
and
I know.
So, you know, you have to make a connection with the audience within the first song if you're going to have the set that you want by the end, that people are wanting to come up with you and learn more about your music.
Well, I'm just a very awkward person. I cover it up with humor, so that's how it works for me.
I think probably we all do.
Yeah.
Let's play another song from the album. We've chosen Oh Alice. Tell us a little bit about that song.
That song I can't really say anything about because it's just random. It's random stuff, and you can take from it what you will.
This is Ellen Frace with Oh Alice from her 2017 self-titled album. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. And I'm Jan Hall.
can't shake you, you keep crawling back to me, knocking on my door like you need somebody to please me. I'm just a loner, discontent in loneliness, a junkie in a dress. You keep me up into the very depths of night, jealousy fighting with this hungry appetite. Feed me with words of love that pull and tug upon my heartstrings. Don't let me loose, baby, let's have us just one more flame. Oh, well, if I could give you a try in the morning. I'm starting to feel high all the time, I think it's fine. I think it's fine. It's better that I wait. It's better that I wait. It's better that I wait for you. You're finding ways to save your face, to love in other ways. But that new girl isn't tough enough to handle all you say to me, that I'm your only, that you're miserable alone, a heartbroken desert stone. But you could use me, baby, I would let you hold me tight. If life were vague and meaningless, then we would work all right. Then wrap your arms around me before you leave for the last time. Believe that till tomorrow when the hunger starts to rise. Oh, well, if I could give you a try in the morning. I'm starting to feel high all the time. I think it's fine. I think it's fine. It's better that I wait. It's better that I wait. It's better that I wait for you.
That's Ellen Fraze with Oalis from her self-titled album from 2017. Ellen Fraze is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio at the conference today. She wowed everybody in the showcase room last night, and I just knew that I had to grab an interview with her. Tell us a little bit about the actual plans for the new album. Are you hoping that the new album will arrive next year? I'm always a little hesitant when I say this because, you know, I get a commitment from an artist at a conference, say, oh yeah, it'll be here in 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then a year later, we're still waiting for it. So when do you think the new album will arrive?
2019, sometime.
Sometime in 2019.
I don't want to rush it, but I'm also at the same time eager to have it out. But I know from past experiences that you shouldn't rush these things. So.
What are you hoping to do after that? I mean, obviously tour the album. Mm-hmm. You know, coming to a conference like this, I mean, this is Folk Music Ontario. You're based in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
When you come to something like this, are you hoping that maybe an Ontario tour comes out of this? Or is this more just a way of getting, you know, increasing the number of people you know within the industry and beyond it, that, you know, perhaps doors open down the road?
Yeah, probably what you just said. It's good to meet new people and contacts all around. Like, I've done all the tours I've done, I've like booked myself. When I was 19, I did one to Montreal, and I was thinking that for this album, I should like keep cruising east. Like, I should go all the way to the coast. I think that would be fun. It's like really just about the experience of playing and like meeting people. And if something happens with all this, then that's cool. And that's, you know, what's meant to be, I guess. Like, I feel so weird about like trying and like really pushing myself for things to happen, like onto other, you know, agents. And I just have a weird time with that stuff. I bet a lot of people do, but.
Do you like the fact that you're managing everything yourself at the moment? Or, I mean, do you hope down the road that maybe you end up with a management team and, you know, people more directing what you do?
Yeah, I do want that, just so I can spend more time being creative.
Yeah, and then hopefully in the future, that it does sound like, oh yeah, I can, you know, maybe moving back to the farm and being able to incorporate music into,
that'd be,
you know,
so
your life
awesome.
Generally. It makes a lot more sense. And, you know, if you actually look at the the way the music industry has developed or fallen apart, depending on the way you look at it, you know, that people need to either have a lot of control themselves or, you know, find people who really can allow them to grow. And,
yeah,
you know, probably it's safer to be doing the first thing where you're not totally dependent on your music.
Yeah. I mean, the music industry scares me a little bit.
Yeah. When you travel across here, did you come by car or did you fly?
I flew for this one. Yeah. I was able to.
Do you envisage eventually, you know, maybe touring across in a, you know, a beat up station wagon or, you know, having your own little trailer or something?
Yeah. I mean, I've done it in car. I've done most of Canada, sometimes by myself, sometimes with friends. Touring can be difficult, as you probably have heard and you know. It's good. You just have to have a lot of social energy available. And I realized, I always thought I was really extroverted, but I figured out that I'm definitely an introvert. That doesn't mean that I don't like talking to people, I guess. Yeah. I just get my energy from like watching TV in my hotel room or reading a book and taking a bath, like in between all this stuff that's going on. Like, whew, I just need to recharge a bit, then I'm good to go. I like to party. I like to have fun, but...
For the new project, are the songs written or are they still coming together?
Most are written. I'm actually having a lot of fun right now at home. I figured out how to use GarageBand on my iPad and I'm like trying to write all the vocal harmony parts to send to my bandmates, and that's been fun. So I have about like 2 or 3 more songs left to complete and perfect, and I want to write a couple more. I'm recording in December, so I have some time.
Does the new album have a title yet?
No. I've got a few options in my head.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, it's always good not to give me it. And then we find out a year later it's something completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been great to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Facebook, Instagram. My website is ellenfraze.com. And I'm sure that if they just type in that name on the social media platforms, they'll find me. I have a Twitter account, but I suck at Twitter. So
and Fraese is F-R-O-E-S-E.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What nationality was that originally then?
German.
Okay.
My mom is a was raised Mennonite, and I think
Prussia
is where my ancestors came from.
Okay. Well, you know, as someone who hosts a lot of shows, it's always very important to make sure you know how to say somebody's name. So it's been great to have you join us. We have one thing left to do, and it's to pick the final song to play. Now, you played a fun song last night with a great story, and I wanted to get you to tell us a little bit about that, and let's play that song.
Sure. I wish I had a foot-long cigarette. That is actually a song from when I booked my first solo tour across to Montreal. I was all by myself, and I was driving like 8-hour days by myself on the highway, and I was just like smoking a ton, and I was feeling really weird. And I kind of like thought that up in my head and I thought it would be funny. And I think I like wrote it in my head in the car while I was driving back home.
Well, you know, that's one of those fun things when you mention about, you know, touring is challenging. I mean, great days, you know, some days are really tough because, you know, either you're tired, your energy's low, you know, perhaps, you know, you're not getting the turnout you were hoping for a particular show. So, you know, humor like this really helps not just keep you going, but connect with the audience. It's been great to talk to you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is Ellen Fraese with I Wish I Had a Foot-Long Cigarette from her 2017 album, a self-titled album. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, and I'm Jan Hall. Thanks again for stopping by. You've made my conference already.
I wish I had a foot-long cigarette. Wish I had a foot-long cigarette. If they made foot-long cigarettes, then I'd sure be smoking less. So I wish I had a foot-long cigarette. And I wish I had a man to ease my mind. Wish I had a man to ease my mind. write songs like this all the time. Oh, it's so lonesome in my mind. Wish I had a better way to pass the time. Wish I had a better way to pass the time. Maybe if I had no dimes to spend on silly things that I regret, I'd find better ways to pass the time. I wish I didn't do the things I do. I wish I didn't do the things I do. But if I were to stop my fun, all this drinking, carrying on, I think I'd grow to want the things I used to do. And I wish I wasn't always in my head. Wish I wasn't always in my head. If I'd stop giving all my thoughts away, quit trying hard with things I say, maybe you could do some talking once instead. And I wish this road, it wasn't half as long. I wish this road, it wasn't half as long. If I could cut it down inside, stop my mind from running dry.